This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. It has been a while since we have done a motivational minisode. These shorter episodes, sometimes only a few minutes, intended to give you something to charge you up for the day you are in. Because the truth is, we usually do not need lots of information to make a massive improvement. Sometimes the smallest things that we act on make the biggest difference. In fact, I was just having a conversation about this with my 12 Weeks to Transformation veteran clients. That means it is not their first time through our 12 weeks together. Maybe it's their second, maybe it's their third. And I was talking about the reason that the challenges get shorter in their description. So we have a weekly webinar where I overview the challenge. And in the rookie group, sometimes it's 30 minutes, 40 minutes of talking through what the challenge is and the different things that could get in the way and the different tools for execution. And in the veterans group, sometimes our overview of the challenge is only 15, 18, 22 minutes. And the reason for that is we want to move more quickly as we gain experience into action related to the solution. We want to spend less time in the thinking and the planning and more time in the doing. So I would challenge you to see these motivational minisodes, even though they are far shorter, as opportunities to move more quickly into action. Before we get to the heart of today's minisode, I want to give you a heads up about a fun free thing we're going to be doing this spring. And it's going to be 7 days of spring cleaning. 7 days of mental and emotional spring cleaning to clear out the junk in your mind, the excuses, the exceptions, the past patterns, the limiting beliefs. And the way this is going to work is one email per day for 7 days with a different tool, technique, or strategy to help you with that mental and emotional spring cleaning. Maybe you need to clear out the pattern that has held you back. Maybe you need to rid your mind of the excuses you submit to most often. But every day for 7 days, I will introduce to you a tool, a person with a strategy. I'm going to be bringing a bunch of my business owner friends into the fold for these 7 days. 7 days, seven tools to help you with that mental and emotional spring cleaning. All you'll have to do, it's totally free, is just get on the email list once it is available to you. It is not available yet, but I'm just giving you this as a heads up to let you know we're doing this powerful, fun, free thing kicking off the first full week of May. And I will probably in the next episode, if not the episode after that, have the instructions on what you need to do to be part of that 7 days, seven emails with strategies, techniques, tools to help you clear out the cobwebs, the stuff that is holding you back so that you can go more freely into change this spring. I'm really excited about that because I'm always motivated when the weather changes to clear out the junk in my house and also in my car and in my closet. But what's even more powerful than that is the extra stuff, the limitations, the stories in our minds, in our thoughts that influence our patterns and our behaviors. So we're going to be clearing all of that, wiping the slate clean, and getting ourselves geared up and excited for a powerful spring and summer. So definitely tune into the next couple episodes because I'll be giving you information on how you can get those seven free tools, tips, tactics, strategies, processes for yourself. Totally free, fun, and a great way to kick off this new season. Today, what we're going to be talking about stems from a challenge within the 12 Weeks to Transformation. I started thinking about this as my winter session came to a close just a couple weeks ago. One of the final challenges for my rookies surrounds this idea of good, better, best. And I talk to my rookie 12 Weeks to Transformation clients about avoiding the trap of better. You know, it's better than I used to do. It's better than I used to be. It's certainly better than the choice I used to make. And therefore, we settle short of our best because we create this trap for ourselves of better, comparative. We let ourselves off the hook. We hold ourselves back from our potential because of better. So I started thinking about it as we were going through this week 12 challenge with my rookies this winter. And then I heard Chris Harder say something similar but different. He said, for business, don't let easy money cost you big money. And of course, my first thought about it was in terms of business, right? This is why I'm not somebody who will charge, you know, $9 for an ebook or 99 cents for a download, because that easy money binds me up, keeping me from higher impact and higher profit options. I don't want to tie myself up in business saying yes to this and yes to that, keeping myself from having the bandwidth and the time and the resources for big money. So in business, are you nickel and diming yourself, binding yourself up and creating all of these obligations, letting easy money keep you from big money? And I thought these two ideas, letting better keep us from best, letting easy money keep us from big money, they're very related. And it turns out to be true, not just related to food. Well, I used to eat a pint of ice cream every other night. So, you know, having a little bit of ice cream every night is a heck of an improvement. Probably true. And there is a time and a place for that. But there's also a time at which better keeps us from best. Little wins keep us from big wins. I am all for celebrating the improvements if they're getting you what you want. But at some point, and maybe you're at this point, have you got to the place where you're giving yourself credit for the little wins, but you're not making progress? So if these gradual improvements are producing the results that you want, kudos, keep it up, don't change a thing. But be honest with yourself about when and where and how you are letting the little wins keep you from the big wins. If you know you are capable of more, then it might be time to release the story of, well, it's an improvement for me, it's better than I used to do. It might be time to not go for the little wins and put yourself on track for those big wins. Don't continue to let the little goal cost you the big goal. Now, like I said, if it's working, if you're making progress, if you're moving in the direction and the pace is acceptable for you, then keep on keeping on. I'm not talking to you, and this might be a tool for later down the road. But are you letting the little improvements or the mindset improvements be the reason you're not making physical improvements? There's a time and a place to do the mindset work, right? Well, I'm no longer obsessing over what I'm eating. I'm no longer experiencing or creating this shame when I overindulge. And that is fantastic. And also, you must be honest with yourself about when you are allowing that story, that narrative, that perspective to keep you from the wins you really want. Are you allowing this story of I'm making mindset improvements to be the reason you are not creating or holding yourself to the standard of physical improvements? If you know that the mindset work is where you need to be right now and you are okay not seeing that physical progress, whether that's physical progress in your body, physical progress in your health and your fitness, if you are okay with that, great, but let's at least explore it. Are you letting the little win keep you from the big win? Are you justifying not pursuing the big goal because you're hung up on the little goal? Are you ready to move to the next level of progress, to hold yourself to a higher standard, to raise the bar a little bit? What does this look like for you? Where can you begin to shift into a bigger goal, a higher standard? Is it time to raise the bar and maybe say to yourself, yeah, I used to indulge a lot more, true, and I'm ready to go to the next level of consistency. Now is the time. Okay, what does that look like today? If you've been justifying it's better, it's good, it's an improvement, are you willing to make today a level 10 day. I was going back and forth for probably about two and a half weeks with one of my 12 weeks to transformation clients, and she was sending me her journal. And what kept happening is she was like, I mean, it's an improvement, it's an improvement, it's an improvement. Awesome. That is fantastic. And then after a few days, I said, are you ready to know what it feels like to create for yourself a level 10 day? Are you ready to see what it feels like physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically? Are you ready to see what it feels like to have an A plus level 10, this is my best kind of day? And if you're like, I mean, yeah, but I don't even know what that looks like, try it. If I went through this day as my best, not just justifying what's better, what's an improvement, what's good enough. No, if everything I did today, every choice I made, every word I spoke was my best, what would that look like? Are you able and willing to do that? Is it time to start giving yourself that experience? I write about this in Chasing Cupcakes towards the end of the book. And I talk about Katrin David's daughter, who is one of the most famous, most exceptional female CrossFit athletes. And she talks about how her best days, her happiest days, the days she enjoys the most are not her rest days. They're not the days when she gives herself a break from training or is a little bit more loose with her food. Her best, happiest, most energetic and rewarding days are the days where she's at level 10. And in fact, if there was a level 12 on that scale of 1 to 10, that's when she feels her best. And she's not a unicorn in that regard. The difference isn't that we don't operate that way, that we are somehow different. The difference is just that we haven't been giving ourselves that experience of level 10, of our best. And what I'm saying is don't let better, don't let good enough, don't let it's an improvement keep you from that. Do not let the little wins cost you the big wins. What can you do today to raise the standard, to raise the bar, to call yourself to a higher level of performance? And if you feel like you need a little more guidance in the process for that, in the strategy for that, you've got a couple of options right out of the gate. One is Chasing Cupcakes, and you can get it on Kindle right now. You don't have to wait for it to come in the mail, or you can download it on Audible right now. Of course, you can get the hardcover or the paperback, but there are over 200 questions throughout the book that are going to help you move to that next level. So that's option one, and I'll link that up in the show notes. You can find the show notes at primalpotential.com/590. And the second tool is the 12 weeks to transformation. And I know we just closed down registration. We are underway with our spring group, but registration will open up for the summer group before you know it. Though we don't kick off until July for the summer group, registration opens in mid-June. And guys, the time is going to fly. So get on the wait list for that so that you get more information. And I give sneak peeks inside the current group to folks who are on the wait list. And you guys can probably hear the puppy barking in the background. Such is life, right? You can't hear the birds today because they're in a different room, but the puppy, which is actually two rooms away, he's screaming. So anyway, you can get on the wait list for the summer 12 weeks to transformation by going to primalpotential.com/590, and the link will be there for you to do that. But for today, look for ways to make it a level 10. Look for ways to choose your best instead of settling for better. Look for ways to pursue the big win and not settle for the little one. Every choice is a chance. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.